So much to talk about, but nothing to worry about. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's Monday. Good to have you here. And I was a little bit surprised to read some comments from my next guest about his support for some programs put forth by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. These programs known as the Michigan Reconnect and the Michigan Opportunity Scholarships. Some of this is part of the free college tuition for all in the state. And Rich Studley is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. This is the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. It's a beautiful spring day, and I hope you and your family had a great Easter.
It was a terrific Easter. Lovely day outside, no question about that. So tell me about this Michigan Reconnect and the Michigan Opportunity Scholarship. Where do they fit into some of the things that we've heard when it comes to free college tuition and so forth, and why your unabashed support?
Well, Steve, as you know, at the Michigan Chamber, we're member-driven, we're policy-focused, and the fact is that Michigan is experiencing a prolonged shortage of talent. Across the state, Chamber members are struggling to find skilled workers to fill critical jobs and grow their businesses, and our view is that Michigan must rethink our approach to K through 12 education to do a better job making sure that students have the skills needed to move Michigan forward, that they're ready when they graduate from high school to enter the world of work or go on to college if that's their choice. Some K through 12 districts do a good job. Sadly, too many K through 12 school districts are doing a poor job getting students ready just to go to work in basic entry level or mid-level jobs. So at the Michigan Chamber, we support education and workforce readiness that was identified as a legislative priority by our members earlier this year.
All right, so let me focus on one of these. We'll take them one at a time, and we'll start with the Opportunity Scholarship Initiative. That would provide graduating high school students in the class of 2020 and beyond 3 years or 60 credit hours of tuition, if I'm reading this correctly, at a community college, no means testing involved, or possibly a two-year, $2,500 annual scholarship to those attending four-year colleges. That would only qualify, though, for those with the proper grade point and household incomes, I believe, under $80,000. So it's not there for all. It's there for some. There's got to be a price tag associated with this. And so the question then becomes, what about tax increases? What about those concerns? Because there's not going to be a lot of happy people there's a tax increase. Your position.
Well, Steve, I think part of the misunderstanding about this program is some people have at the national level called for free health care, free education, free college. This program is not free. There is a cost to this program, but as we've done the research on this program, it's patterned very closely after a highly successful program in Tennessee called the Tennessee Promise, which was strongly supported by business leaders in Tennessee. It was endorsed by the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So this is a phased-in program. Phase one, Michigan Reconnect, reprioritizes existing dollars. Phase two, the Michigan Opportunity Scholarship Program, starts with a focus on community college. Again, there will be no tax increase. We will be reprioritizing existing revenue. The total state budget for next year is estimated to be at $60.2 billion. And one of the things we've learned is that not every new policy initiative requires a tax increase, and this program isn't free. In order to be eligible to participate, every student must seek federal financial aid, so we'll pull down those dollars first. It is a last dollar program. It would cover the cost of tuition, but students are required to attend, required to make regular progress, required to meet minimum grades, and although they would receive tuition assistance, it's a last dollar tuition assistance, and the students or their families must cover all of the related expenses, books, other materials, transportation. So students who participate will have high expectations, and they have to have skin in the game.
So you believe it's possible this could be done without a tax increase, without it would be revenue neutral, as they say, in your estimation?
Our understanding is that we'll be reprioritizing existing revenue, that no tax increase will be required, especially for the first two steps of this program. Michigan Reconnect is really about retraining mid-career workers, dislocated workers, and the funding was set aside last year through Governor Snyder's Marshall Plan. So we know those funds are available. We think the second step of the program is very affordable, relatively modest. And again, it's a last dollar tuition program where students must share in the cost. They have to attend regularly and make continuous progress. This isn't a program where you take a class in the spring, then you take a summer off, and you go back in the fall and try something else. Very focused on job skills to fill vacancies that are going open today.
Right. It's close to a couple of $100 million in year number two, I read in some places. And is it an entitlement program or a welfare program? Because, as we said, $2,500 to those attending four-year colleges, but only for those coming from household incomes less than $80,000. So it's giving to some, but not to all. And isn't that an entitlement program?
The first two steps in the program, Michigan Reconnect and the Michigan Scholarship Program for community colleges, do not have an income limit. That's a common element in a welfare or entitlement program. And again, this is not a gift. There are very high expectations for the students. They must engage in community service. They will have mentoring and success coaches. Minimum grade points will be required. And students have to make regular academic progress. So community college across our state is very affordable, very focused. These classes will be about math and science and other training for specific job skills. We have over 100,000 job openings today in Michigan that are going vacant that do not require a four-year college degree but require some additional training beyond high school, a license, a certificate,
sure,
an associate's degree. And that would be the main focus of these programs.
Rich, we got to leave it right there. Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more at michamber.com if you're looking for more information, michamber.com. Rich, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Rich Studley here on the Steve Gerber Show, giving a position that might have surprised many of you when it comes to college tuition. What did you make of it? Drop me a line at stevegerber.com. Share your thoughts. SteveGerber.com. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.